Hey y'all, and welcome to Empowered AF with me, Joe Thomas. Today we have the most amazing guest ever, Miss Brandy Nicole. She is out here just doing it, and I mean everything. So I just want to say hello and welcome to our podcast.
Hello, hello. Thank you for having me. I am so excited to be here. Kudos to you on the podcast and everything that you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you. So I'm gonna put you on the spot because I didn't tell you about this question, but I am gonna start every podcast when I'm interviewing with someone. Shane and I always have these conversations about things from back in the day, things teachers said, someone said to us, we're like, wow, like that has really stuck with us. So I wanted to know, is there something you have heard in your life, whether it's from your grandma, maybe a teacher, a mentor that is just like stuck with you for life, a saying or something they told you.
Absolutely. So I was actually raised by my great grandmother, which is always a part of my story. She died when I was 15 years old. So I was always kind of raised by an old soul, so to speak. So I always had all kinds of verbiage and, different sayings and words that she would give me. But one thing that I always remember and one thing that I always tell my children is that you can be anything in this world that you want to be, and do not allow anyone to tell you that you can't. And that's, I know it's very cliche, but I really, really, really stick with that because, in this world, there's so many things that you can do, but you will have people telling you that you can't. So I keep that in my mind on a daily basis because I'm just like, why not? I don't care who's doing this, I don't care who's doing that. I am Brandy Nicole, and nobody can do it like I'm doing.
I love that. Oh, this is why I was like, you have to be my first guest. I mean, oh, I could honestly bring you on here so many times because you just have so much wisdom. And I love, love, love being in your space. So, why don't you kind of just share a little bit, not just about your entrepreneurial journey, but you? What, tell us a little bit about your story so we can really get to know you and understand how you've gotten where you're at and all the success you're having.
Absolutely. So I always like to start with first and foremost, I am a wife. That is a job in itself. I have been with my husband for almost 19 years, and we have two beautiful children, two boys, a 16-year-old and an 8-year-old, who definitely keep me busy. So definitely being a wife, being a mom, as an entrepreneur, you oftentimes forget who you are. So I'm glad that you started with that question because oftentimes I never start off with, "Hi, I'm Brandy." Normally it's, "Hi, I am a travel advisor," or, "Hi, I am a venue owner," or, "Hi, I am a business coach." But first and foremost, I am Brandy. I am a human. I am a woman. I am a mommy. I am a wife. And I love to travel. You know what I mean? So that's things that are about me. I actually have a bachelor's degree in criminal justice. So I used to be a probation officer. Lots of people do not know that. Lots of people would never guess that. I've actually been in every type of job that you can think of, from retail to administrative work to all these different things. But yes, I was a probation officer for probably about 6 months. And I was just like, I can't do this anymore. So after I graduated and got my degree, I graduated at IU and I just was like, I can't do this. This isn't for me. And you couldn't have told me then that I wasn't going to be a lawyer. I actually wanted to be a lawyer. So I dived into criminal justice first so that I can try to make my way to law school. So I did take the LSAT. A lot of people don't know that. And I actually did extremely well. But I didn't decide to go that route. After that, I actually ended up getting my master's in human resource management. So I've worked in the public sector and the private sector doing HR work. I was actually a branch manager for the BMV for almost 7 years. So I worked for the state and did that and just trained a lot of folks, kind of got that sales and management background, brought a lot of people up in the BMV, and then went on to private sector being an HR generalist. So I ran an HR department for about 3 to 4 years, I want to say. And struggled in that role with the company I was working for. So I was actually the only Black woman in the company. And with that, I just came across a lot of hurdles, a lot of obstacles, a lot of fights. And so that position ended, you know. So I did that for a few years, and it was a very difficult situation that I went through with the company. And so after that task, I was like, you know what? I never want to go through this again. I never want to be in a situation where I can't control my environment. I don't feel like I'm valued. I can't do the great things that I was set out to do. So once I was actually terminated from that position, and I had never been terminated in my life. So I went through a battle with that. You know, I was actually depressed. I was stressed. I was just, I didn't know what I was going to do. I was like, I just got terminated, you know, and I was like running a whole department. So I was like, okay, I don't want to ever feel like this again. And so in 2017, that's when I started doing travel work. And I was just like, you know, working with a friend who had owned a travel agency and started working up under her. And I was like, you know what? I like this. I like this flexibility. I like this freedom. I like being able to help people. So I dived right in with her, worked for about a year, and then I opened up my own travel agency the next year.
Oh,
So,
my goodness.
yes. So that's kind of how I started. Hopefully that was the question. So that's kind of who I am and how I started entrepreneurship.
I love that. And, I just love that you're really not afraid to talk about what happened because I think it's so important, especially like for Black women in this community who we both know are terminated, who are treated differently simply just for being who you are. So I love that you are such a leader in this community and that you are helping women be able to work for themselves and say, hey, no, I'm taking my power back. I'm taking the control back and I get to decide what my life is going to look like. And I commend you so much for that because I know that's not an easy task. But I think you just do it so amazingly. And I'm so grateful that you're willing to like talk about that and that we can have this discussion. So
Absolutely.
tell me a little bit about what you're also doing now, because you are not just doing a travel agency, you are doing all the things.
Yes. So when I started the travel agency, like I said, I had worked up under a mentor for a year. And I was just like, you know, I really want to do this on a full-time basis. I want to grow this. I want to see where this goes. So I opened up my own agency and I just started seeking the clients. You know, I was just like, I gotta go hard for this. It's not gonna come to me. You know, we're in a world where you can just go on Expedia. We're in a world where you can just go on the internet, right, and book your trip. So I had to figure out a way that was, why am I going to stand out? What is going to make set me apart, you know, than the triple A's and the, you know, and on the travel agents and all of these things. So I just started going hard, promoting myself, always being a planner anyway at heart. So I was like, I can do this. So I grew that business, and then year, you know, just kind of moving forward into year three, four, I started doing a lot of destination weddings. People started seeing that work, and they're like, I want you to do my wedding locally. And I was just like, wow. So I never thought about it on that scale. And then I said, you know what? If I can do it in another country or another state, of course I can do it locally. So started gathering clients on that end, and you know, folks started entrusting me to bring their visions to life. So I had started doing a few local weddings, decorating them here in the city. Then the pandemic hit, you know, so fasting, you know, forward fasting here. Pandemic hit, people started asking me to decorate in their homes. Quickly got burnt out of that, right? And I'm like, this is not going to work. I got to come in your house masked up and gloved up and, you know, to try to make your house will feel like a celebration, make your home feel like it's a party. So I don't know what came over me, but one day I'm sitting there and I'm like, you know what? I want to grow this. I want to expand on this. I'm loving this. I'm loving incorporating the travel planning with the destination weddings, with the local planning. I'm like, I'm going to open up a venue. I want a wedding venue, right? So Lo and behold, I'm just sitting here. It's the middle of the pandemic, and I'm like, I'm going to start finding me a space. I want these people to not have to celebrate in their homes. I want them to come to a space where they feel safe. We can, still follow protocol and mandates that are going on in the city, but I want them to be able to come in a place where I can decorate it beautifully for them and we're safe. So I started looking for a space. And I went on this journey. So by the time 2021 hit, we're kind of phasing out. Still have some protocols that we have to do, but we're phasing out. And I have finally found a space, a 4,600 square foot space right in the center of town. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going for it. Didn't really have much money in the bank. Credit was just okay. But I'm like, you know what? I have a story to tell. I have a good, I have a good mission, I have a good business plan. So I put together, me and my assistant at the time, we had put together this 40 page business plan. And I'm like, look, here, I go into this office, I find me a commercial realtor and a beautiful property. And this is one of the big realtor companies in the city. And I'm just like, you know what? I'm going for it. So I went, I met with the president, I met with the vice president. I'm like, this is what I'm doing. This is the research I have on it. I want this space. And so I got in there and I was so nervous. And I'm like, they're not going to give this little black girl, this big retail space in the middle of city. And, why would they give it to me? And they have, Starbucks and, gyms and all these other people around me that have way more money than me, right? I'm like, I'm not going to get it, but I'm going to try anyway. And that's how good God works, because you never know until you try. So
Amen.
I went in there, business suit, serious face, got my big, proposal with me. I'm like, this is what I'm doing, and I want that space. What do I got to do to get it? So, and it happened. I mean, it wasn't a really, really long process. I went through a couple of meetings. They looked at my business plan and they were like, you know what? We're going to give you a try. We're going to give you a shot. So I signed a 3-year lease. And we have been rolling every since. I mean, from dinners, showers, birthday parties, weddings, entrepreneurial events, networking events, seminars. I got a trade show last year, and I just couldn't believe it, the work that was being put into my lap. This little black girl from the hood who I just didn't know. I didn't have the resources or the knowledge, coming from anyone that graduated high school, even, let alone college. My parents didn't even graduate from high school. So a lot of this stuff I had to learn as I went. It was no book, it was no handout. I had to just kind of learn it as I went. And when you have that drive and that desire within you to be better than your parents, to be better than your neighborhood, nothing can stop you. So when I went in there with that proposal, I had did my research. I had did my networking. I had went online and Googled event centers in my area to know what I was up against and bring them that. Look, this is what I have in a 3 month, 3 mile radius. This is what's over here in a 6 mile radius. And this is what I can know. This is what I know I can do in this area. I can partner with my neighbors. There was a flower shop. There was a restaurant, there was a nail salon. I'm like, I am bringing business to this area. With all of the brides and the folks that are going to come in this area, we can all win. And that's how I got it. That's how I got it. And we've been thriving. I just signed a new 3-year lease.
Oh,
So
that's so
we are
amazing.
rocking and rolling.
Oh, I remember when you opened this space too, and I have loved seeing all the posts. Booked this, booked this, booked this, booked that. Like, oh, girl. I mean, and it just, I love hearing you because this goes right back to what you said your great grandma said. Like, you did not care what anyone else maybe would say or didn't. Like, you're just like, hey, I'm going for it because you have that belief within
Absolutely.
yourself. And I think so many women could go so much further in life if we just believed in us. Even knowing the world may not believe in us, if we believe in us and we have God on our side, you can't stop us.
Unstoppable. Unstoppable.
So I love that you're kind of bringing up some of the different things about like your background and where you are now. So talk to me a little bit about some of the unique challenges that you have been facing, either previously or currently, still maybe as a Black female entrepreneur, and how you've been able to navigate that and overcome that.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to always face Adversity. You're going to always face challenges, obstacles, not even always just being Black, but just being a woman in general. Some of these places that you walk into, even going back to being a branch manager for the BMV, I ran a huge branch in Hamilton County and it was never easy. You know what I mean? You walk in,
Yes.
and at that time, I'm in my 20s. You're talking this 20 something year old Black girl running this Bureau of Motor Vehicle branch in
Yes.
Hamilton County, right? So that is a prestigious county, probably predominantly at that time, predominantly a Caucasian area. And, I would face things that even then, just coming in saying, you're really the manager. There's nobody else I can talk to. There's nobody else above you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I faced that kind of stuff, and I was really the head person at that branch. I was the highest person you can talk to, and they didn't believe me. They didn't believe me because of age, because of race, because of me being a female. Those were the challenges that you had to go through, even being in a corporate environment like that. So let alone entrepreneurship, for me, it's always just being professional, standing your ground, and letting them know who you are, regardless of who they think you are.
Right.
So I would just take it, I didn't always do it in a manner that was, like, oh my God, they're trying to beat you up. It was almost like a shock to them. So you had to kind of explain it. And I know a lot of people don't like to explain themselves, but I would. Listen, sir, ma'am, I am the person that you can speak to. I'm the only person that can make this decision, and just stand firm with that. If they didn't believe it, you just kind of had to, hey, walk away. Take it with a grain of salt and keep moving. You're going to face obstacles in life, but if you try to beat up everybody that, comes your way, or you try to curse out everyone or tackle everyone that comes your way, what's that going to do to you? You know what I mean? I had to stop taking it so personal and just say, you know what? I've explained myself. I told you who I was. If you don't believe me, then so be it. Because you would almost get into a depression if you had to explain who you were, why you were there, all of this stuff every single day. You were going to drown. And instead of drowning, I took those obstacles and I made myself better. I made myself want to do more. I got further education because you know what? I don't have anything to prove to you, but I'm going to prove to myself that I do belong here and there's nothing that you can do about it. So you have to just kind of take every situation with a grain of salt and learn from it. Keep growing. Don't let anybody tell you who you are or what you can be. But don't always fight every situation either, because it won't do anything but make you feel less of a person. And I'm not going to do that.
I
I'm
think
just
that
not.
is so key because it's like it doesn't matter what situation you're in. I talk about this with my mindset all the time is like you are ultimately poisoning yourself. And at the end of the day, you have to be able to sleep well at night. So as long as you are doing what's best for you, who cares? Like I have just learned that, you know what? People are hurting and hurt people. And sometimes you just got to
Absolutely.
pray for them and just move on because you know what? Like they have not gotten to where we are mentally. There's so much mental maturity and emotional maturity and being able to just say, that's your problem. That's a you
That's right.
problem, you
That's
know?
right.
I love that. So I know you kind of were talking about some of the like different obstacles and things. Can you share any like specific strategies or tactics like that have helped you kind of be able to navigate the obstacles and like ex you know achieve the success? Because you didn't get there overnight. You didn't get there without hitting obstacles. So if there are women out there right now who are like, "Hey, I'm ready to start my own business," like where how did you navigate that?
So you have to be serious, right? So you have to be serious. A lot of folks, they have hobbies and they're like, well, I think I want to do something with this. Well, I think I want to maybe try that. You have to know. It can't be a thought. It can't be a maybe. You have to know. I am ready to do what I was set out to do. I'm ready to go into this, turn this passion into profit, and actually go full throttle with this business. Nothing in life comes easy, so you have to be ready to put in the work, right? All of those no's that I received, I looked at those no's and I said, you know what? I'm gonna get my yes. So I looked at multiple faces before I got the building that I have now. And those made me want to go harder. Everybody that told me no, I was like, you know what? I'm gonna turn this one of these no's into a yes. And that's what I did. So you're gonna face obstacles, you're gonna face barriers, but is that gonna stop you? Right? Are you going to let that stop you, or are you going to make that make you want to go harder? So when you're sitting there and you're like, I want to be a business owner. Okay, you want to be, but what steps are you taking to actually get there? Have you got a mentor? Have you got a coach? Have you started doing research? Who's your market? You know what I mean? Who's your target audience? Who's going to buy your product, or who's going to, buy your service? If you haven't started sitting down, really writing those things out, manifesting this and making sure that you can actually make it happen, then you're not ready. You'll know when you're ready. You'll know when you're ready to either A, I'm tired of working so hard for someone else. B, I'm tired of not making the money that I need to make for my family to provide. Or C, I am just mentally burnt out because I hate it here, right? So if any of those things are going on in your mind, you have to be ready to hit that next step. And it's going to take a lot. It's going to take a lot of research. It's going to take a lot of networking, right? And it takes money. It takes money to make money. So if you haven't started saving to start this business, then you're not ready. So only you can tell yourself when you're ready. And when you are ready, you'll know it, and you're going to be ready to make the next step.
Yes. And I love that because I think unfortunately sometimes in this world it's just set up like if you want it, just get it. And while there's some basis to that, there's also some steps along the way that like it is not just a walk in the park being entrepreneurs. I mean, we've both been at this for a while. You have to be willing to do things now that others aren't, to like live that life and to have the flexibility and the freedom that the two of us now have. And so I think that knowing that it's okay if you just want a hobby, but when you're ready to take that next step, man, investing in mentorship, one of my first recommendations of people, hire someone like you or me who take them through that process and help them get ready. Don't spend all your money on the Facebook ads and the Instagram ads and all of this. Like, do you have that basic principle of what you need? And I think that you are just so good at walking people through that and helping them understand, like, hey, you need A, B, C, D, E before you get all the way to Z. I love that. So, are there any other like key lessons or insights you've kind of gained from your experience? Like, I think it's important to one, talk to the female entrepreneurs, but also to the Black entrepreneurs that are out there, because you and I both know it is a completely different experience with me being a white woman going as an entrepreneur into the world and you as a Black woman. And so I'd kind of love to just hear some key lessons and things that you've taken as a female in this world, but then also specifically as a Black female entrepreneur.
Absolutely. So, as a Black female entrepreneur, coming from where I came from, not having resources, not having the network capabilities, not really having any mentors, when I started this thing, I just kind of just made it happen. I had to like figure it out. I had to research. I had to just kind of let me get on online and just try to figure out networking. So the biggest advice I have to any Black female entrepreneur, utilize your resources. Get out there, find the chambers. We're in Indy, so find Indy Black Chamber. They're going to have a lot of resources for you specifically being Black. Right. I know oftentimes we're like, oh my gosh, that's a thing. Like, no, that's a thing. Go and get with the Black Chamber. Go and get with the Urban League. Go and get with some women entrepreneur groups, with like-minded people. You have to be able to sell yourself for anybody to believe in you. If you're not talking about your business, how is someone going to know about it? If you're not asking those questions, you're not trying to find those networks, then you will not be able to make it. You know what I mean? You need capital. Go and talk to the Black Chamber about capital that's for Black women, right?
Yes.
Search these groups and these networking events, Black-owned grants. There are resources available just for you being Black. Don't be afraid of that. You know what I mean? Don't be afraid to step out there and say, oh, I'm just looking for something because I'm Black. No, own that. I am a Black female. There are not a lot of resources available for me. I'm going to connect with the folks that do that for me. And Black Chamber is one of those. So that's a big, big resource that you can use. There are a lot of other organizations in the city of Indianapolis that you can use, but also not being afraid to talk to another Black woman. You know, talk to, oftentimes we get envious of another woman, right? Or another Black woman. Instead of getting envious or jealous or like, how did she do that? Like, I am very transparent. I am a very open person with how I became successful, right? I mentor folks on a free level with certain organizations. I mentor and coach folks for the Urban League and the mentees and the people that I coach, they don't have to pay for it. They go through cohorts and they have access to me. And then I also do private coaching where you would pay for it, but you have that value of getting that one-on-one time. So you do have to actually invest in yourself and don't look at another Black female entrepreneur as your competition. You know, open your mouth, talk to them, ask those questions. Anybody that comes to me and they are serious about business and they ask me, how did you get where you got? How are you in a 4,600 square foot venue? How are you coaching all of these people? How do you speak at different places? I will tell you. But what I will also tell you and be very transparent about is that nothing comes easy. So if you're not willing to put in the work, you're not willing to face those obstacles, those challenges, and be able to come out on top, I will tell you that you're not ready. But when you're ready and you're able to open your mouth and ask for advice and ask for help, then we know that you're serious.
You know, and I love that you brought up not being envious because I think that happens across the board in entrepreneurship. We see other people and it's like, oh gosh, like I wish I had it like her. But it's like, well, you can, but are you even reaching out to make that connection? And I love that you brought up all of those different organizations. And I'd love if you would send me some of those links. I'd love to link that in the show notes. Because I think it's just so important for people to understand that it is okay to go after that. I love that you said, don't be afraid to just go get that because you're a Black. As Black women, you face already so much diversity that if you can even just have a little bit given to you, just to even bring you up to where many other people are already at, my gosh, like please take that. I love that you brought that up because it's challenges that me as a white woman, I don't have to think about. And that's why I love having different perspectives on this podcast of ways we can build together with each other, but also with people who look, think, act, do like you do. And just finding that community. I think finding that community is probably, I would say, one of the most important things that I've done. And I'm sure for you, I know you wholeheartedly believe in networking too. And so I hope that women who are hearing this, and especially a lot of the Black women, they're hearing this, that you are just being authentically you. I mean, it is okay to just be you and go after what you want. And I love that.
Absolutely.
So we kind of did talk about some, a little bit of like building a strong support network and like finding mentors and stuff. So people who are hearing you say, like, you know, finding the resources, can you kind of give them a little more guidance? Like, so we talked about a couple of the places. What about even for people who maybe aren't in Indy or just like where they could start, if that kind of makes sense? You know what I mean? Like on this journey.
Yeah, so for me, you know, I always tell people, okay, if you're starting a business, right? And typically someone is already doing what you're doing, right? We're not really recreating the wheel, so to speak. I mean, not typically. Someone may have something that nobody else has ever done, but I haven't come across that, right? So for me, someone's doing what you're doing, or someone has done what you're doing. So start with that. If you see someone in your state, in your city, it doesn't matter where it is, reach out, give them a call, shoot them a text message, send them a DM, whatever it is that it takes. Even for me, there are several people who owned an event center before I started, right? So for me, I'm the type of person, I'm going to talk to someone. If I see you doing something, now, do I want to copy it or do I want to do it exactly the way that you're doing it? Absolutely not. But I see you. I see your vision. I see you working, right? So I'm going to ask those questions to somebody who's already doing it, because why not? More often than not, you're going to find that somebody will be willing to help you if you're willing to open your mouth. So that's the first thing. I tell my coaching clients that if you're not willing to ask those questions, then you never know what the answer may be because you didn't ask, right? So you won't get anywhere asking a question. The worst thing they can tell you is no, or the worst thing they can say is, I don't want to help you. And then that is going to make you go even harder. That's going to make you really step outside of the box. Get on Google. And I mean, Google is your best friend. Anything that you need to find is going to be on Google, right? It just really is. But for me, I tell people to look for those professional organizations. Every city or state pretty much has a chamber of some sort. They have an urban league of some sort. They have a women's minority group of some sort. These things are accessible. You do have to do a little digging to find them, but start going to networking events. Get on Eventbrite and just type in networking. Like, honestly, it's that simple. Get on Facebook in your area, type in networking, right? Start looking for these groups that are like-minded. Start looking for these groups that are self-starters, are entrepreneurs, or in these type of businesses that you want to be in. So, surround yourself around people that are doing things that you could potentially see yourself doing. So even if it is just starting on social media and looking for these types of groups, put yourself in those places. Majority of these places are free, guys, right? So yeah, just walk into them, dress nice, have a game plan, and be prepared to talk. That's what I find too. I started my own networking events because I said, look, I want people to be able to get value. I want people to learn how to speak, learn how to talk, learn how to actually bring in a business card and talk about what you do. So when you come to these things, you can't just go and say, oh, I went. You have to be prepared to talk to the people so that you can get the advice. That's the point of networking. Networking goes both ways. I have to talk to you, Joe, in order for me to consider that a network, right? So that's what I would tell, people to do that are looking to get started. Start with social media, start with Eventbrite, start with meetup.com. All of these resources are available once you actually start doing the work. Then once you do that, then start looking into your bigger opportunities, your empowerment conferences, your seminars, your webinars, all of these things. And typically, a lot of things will be free. You know what I mean? So
Or at
start
very low
investing
cost on minimum.
very low cost. Yes. You have to invest in yourself in some way in order to start this journey, right? The journey starts alone, but it never ends alone. Once you start actually networking, talking, doing the research, getting your face in front of the folks that are doing it, you won't be alone. Start building that network, build that circle, build that team. And in the end, you're going to have a thrive of people just out here ready and available to help you, assist you, and allow you to grow.
Yes. And I think it's important too that if someone is listening to this and maybe you are that person in the city that people could come to, that you remember there's room for everybody at the top. Okay, there are how many people just in Indianapolis? You can't serve every single person. Your
That's the point.
personality's not going to match up with every single person. Be willing to share some of that knowledge. And I totally respect and understand paid knowledge. We're not talking about that. We're not saying go out and give someone your whole business plan, but just
True.
know that like what you put out comes back to you. And so, when we're telling people to go on and ask, I hope that anyone who's listening who is that person is willing to give that information. Because the thing is like the more people you pull up with you, the higher you're gonna keep going. It doesn't
Oh,
diminish
for sure.
you. It actually
Absolutely.
brings so much more to your business. So I love,
Tenfold. Absolutely.
You kept, so when you were talking about networking, I kept thinking about something that, like, my husband always says, like, a closed mouth doesn't get fed. And
For sure.
it's so true. If you are not willing to have the conversations, you're gonna stay where you are and you're gonna stay stuck. So if you think about your life now, if it's not where you're wanting to be, what are you willing to do to get uncomfortable to get where you need to be? Because I have found so much that all of my greatness has happened outside of my comfort zone. It's never in my comfort zone, it's outside of my comfort zone.
Exactly.
As we're kind of like wrapping up, I would just love any other advice, that you would just love to give to women, to Black women entrepreneurs. Like, you can kind of talk to both or one. Just some advice as they are either venturing into this world or they're taking that next step of growth.
Absolutely. A lot of the topics we talked on, is just being a Black female entrepreneur in this world. Take that, never take that lightly. Take that and shine with that, right? A lot of folks aren't doing what you're doing. A lot of folks aren't you, right? So I take that and I say, I am Brandi Nicole. You may be doing it, but you're not doing it like me.
Amen.
Right? You may have a customer, but you're not treating your customer like I am. Take that and shine with that. Expand on that. Make that work for you in the best form, shape, and ability that you can. I always tell people, go after the bigger picture, right? Everybody's got to start somewhere. But when I look and think about that end goal, and where I started in the journey that it took me to get where I am, I am so blessed and so thankful that I didn't stop. You can't get anywhere if you stop. That's what people have to understand. You can only move forward if you continue to move forward. Live life unapologetically. I can't even say it. Unapologetically, right? Live life unapologetically. I can't say that word. But you get what I'm going with that. Do not be afraid to fail. Don't be afraid to stumble. You know what I mean? Because at the end, you can only get up, right? You don't know what you don't know. You have to grow. You have to learn. Take that leap. Take that leap. Keep going. Never stop. Because if you stop, that's the only time you fail. If you stop, that is the only time you fail. So as many times as you bump your head, as long as you get up, you have won. You have really won. And I don't think people really understand that. You're like, oh, I tried this and it didn't work. Oh, I tried that and it didn't work. As long as you keep going, something will work. And stay true to that. Something will work.
I love that. I could seriously talk to you for hours. I think this is why you and I like get along so well, because we have the same mission of helping women and wanting to help them get to where we know that they could be, living out their true God potential. And so I wanted to like let everyone know, just let them know where they can follow you, where they can find you, how they can just connect with you. If they want to do some coaching with you, if they want to just be in your space, how can they find you?
Absolutely. So you can find me on Instagram at I am Brandi Nicole underscore. You can find me on Facebook at Brandi Nicole, and you can go to our website at iambrandinicole.com.
Perfect. I have so much enjoyed talking to you. I hope that this will not be the last time you are on our podcast, but I am so
Absolutely not.
thankful that you were our very first guest. So if you guys have loved this, if you want to listen to more, we're going to have a lot more women that are just doing big things in this community. So definitely subscribe, comment, let Brandy know what you took away from this episode. I love affirming women, and she will definitely go read the comments. So thank you again so much, and we will talk with you guys next week.